Manuel Barrueco is known for his recordings of solo guitar music from Spain and his native Cuba, but he's also recorded duets with rocker Steve Morse and once appeared in a TV commercial practicing in the back seat of a Lexus. As part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, Barrueco described for us how he often approaches music as storytelling, a narrative with scenes, as he does in composer Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez.
Always the guitar begins the piece, and it lets the ears get used to the sound. And in the beginning, you know, with the rascales, you know, I mean, that's guitar, that's Spain. I mean, you know, 1 second into it, and there you are, Spain. Aranjuez was the summer palace of the king of Spain. And in the first movement, it's very pastoral. You're outside, you're on the grounds, you're on the parks. You hear it there, you're walking out there, you can hear birds, you know, boom, ba da ba da. You're out there, you're hearing birds, it's beautiful. In the middle, you have a second movement. Again, the arpeggiated chords begin, and then that melody with the vibrated decaying notes, which is what a guitar is. And I, you know, I've heard stories and I've read about it, and I also have known Rodrigo, and I think he and his wife had gone there to, you know, as a celebration, I think anniversary perhaps, and also they had lost a child. It's very touching, it's very romantic, it's beautiful music. I love that expression saying, you know, you don't choose who you fall in love with, you know. I just fell in love with the guitar. I mean, I remember as a child going to bed and just remembering the music and the sound and just thinking it was the most beautiful thing ever. I don't like when you hear an interpreter or a performer doing things to the music. My ideal is when you cannot distinguish between the composition and the interpretation. When it's all so blended together that you can't tell them apart. There is a guitar composer, meaning that he plays the guitar. He's probably the most famous in the world. His name is Leo Brower. He happens to be Cuban also. And I remember when I was a kid seeing him on television. And then it seemed like a couple of weeks later that he was in front of me and paying attention to me and telling the teacher how talented I was or whatever. He sort of became my idol at the time. With him in particular, I often feel as though I wrote the pieces. I mean, there is that kind of identification with it. I'm very much into style. Style is important to me. So, for example, when I'm playing the duos with Steve Morse or with Andy Summers, I'm basically trying to understand the style so that I can correspond to what they're doing and to blend in with them. I use the same approach that I do for classical music, in the sense that I am there at the service of the music. And one idea that I had, just like, you know, there have been some in the past, for example, the prelude from the Well-Tempered Clavier by Bach. You know how Gounod put a melody on top of it. You know, I said, well, I wonder if there's some pieces like that that would lend themselves to doing something like this. And that Villalobos first etude is basically these arpeggios, you know. So I asked Steve, you know, why could you do something on this? And to my amazement, that's what he came up with. But I think what's great about that is that if you only listen to my part playing the Villalobos etude, it's Villalobos, it's, you know, classical music. If you only listen to him, it's like rock and roll. But you put them together and it still works. you know, I don't think of it in terms of well, this is pop and this is classical. This is just a different style of music.
Classical guitarist Manuel Barreco, with a little help from Steve Morse, best known for playing electric guitar with such bands as the Dixie Dregs. One more note, Barreco grew up in Cuba, and his forthcoming CD features a concerto he commissioned that's based on a scene from a Cuban novel. It's set 300 years ago, when Cuba was a hub of the international slave trade, and some of the great Baroque composers were alive. The scene involves a jam session between Handel, Vivaldi, and a Cuban slave on percussion. Here's a sneak preview. We heard from Barreco as part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, produced by David Shulman and NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire.